This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The federal government recently released more than 6,000 inmates from custody. That's the first wave of what will be some 46,000 people whose sentences for drug offenses were eased by the United States Sentencing Commission. 83 of those federal prisoners were in Michigan when they were sentenced. We wondered, what kind of help is there for newly released inmates trying to find their footing in the outside world? A West Michigan group called KPEP runs a residential and outpatient program for offenders. It's a community-based alternative to incarceration. Stateside host Cynthia Canty recently spoke with KPEP president and CEO Bill DeBoer.
Bill, it's good to have you on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Looking through your website at kpep.com, I get the distinct impression you work very closely with so many levels of the criminal justice system. I imagine that's got to be a key to helping someone make a successful reentry.
Absolutely. When someone comes either back from the state prison system or from the federal system, they're immediately connected with a probation officer in the federal system because the federal system has supervised release and the state system has parole. And a parole agent with the Michigan Department of Corrections. And so we work very closely with the probation and parole departments in helping the person get through our program and transition back to the community.
Give us a clear sense when you say get through our program. What is it that your program wants to do?
Well, one of the most important things is changing the way people think, changing criminal thinking, imposing structure. I was talking with a judge this morning, and he said, boy, the guys get out and they learn a lot, but they don't want to go back. And he was saying that in a complimentary fashion because of the structure. I met a guy who had been in our program 17 years ago. Actually, he was at a local fundraiser in Kalamazoo last year and came up to me and said, Mr. DeBoer, I want to talk to you. He was selling drugs at age 17 in three high schools before he went to his school. And he came into our program, and he now is married, four kids, changed his life around. And I said, what did you hate the most, and what did you learn the most from? He said the same thing.
Huh.
I learned to follow the rules. And he said, I hated it at the time, but, you know, it was that structure that changed my life around.
So what's expected of these former prisoners while they're with you? Who holds them accountable?
The first things they have to do is start looking for work. Most of the federal inmates fit into that category. When they come into our facility, they have 3 weeks to find a job, then they need to find a place to live and complete classes and so forth. So it varies. So each person's treated differently depending on their risks, their needs, and their plan to reenter the community.
What have you seen are the biggest challenges that an inmate faces in trying to basically relaunch and build that new life outside of prison?
For many folks, they've been institutionalized. They've been taken care of. I mean, really, they're fed. They're told what to do, when to do it. And so now they have to think on their own, plan on their own. Many of these folks have been locked up for 20, 30 years. The world's changed a lot in that time. They have to learn new things, learn to adjust, finding a place to live. If they have some family to go back to, that becomes a little bit easier. But a lot of the people we deal with have lost touch, or they've severed ties with their family. You know, their behavior has tired their families out,
yeah.
I guess would be the easiest way of putting it.
Yeah. I have to wonder, Bill, in your years of work, people find out what you do and with whom you work. When the general public thinks of former prisoners, they think of parolees. Where do you think we get it wrong? You've worked with these people and you know their stories. What do you want us to understand about these people?
When I talk to people, if they don't know the difference between jail and prison, that's probably a good thing. If someone lives in Kalamazoo and they've never heard of KPEP, that probably is a good thing. There aren't too many people that's the case for. I think that the public is a lot more understanding than we give them credit for. And I say that particularly with businesses. There are many employers, myself included, if I could, who are willing to give people a second chance. If you present yourself well, come to work on time, have a good work ethic, you know, just behave in a manner that's accepted, people are willing to overlook what you did in the past. For the most part, there are certain jobs that, you know, you're going to be prohibited from doing based on your offense. But for the most part, I mean, that's sort of the history of this country. We give people second chances. And I don't think the public has the mentality towards offenders that many people think they do. And I think a lot of times public policy is driven by sensationalism. I mean, somebody goes out and does something, and then that drives our public policy. And I think the public and employers are very willing to give people an opportunity. But they treat them like, just like anybody else. You've got to come to work. You've got to do the job. You've got to behave yourself. You've got to follow the rules, just like what's expected of all of us.
Bill, knowing now that thousands of federal prisoners are being released because their sentences for drug crimes have been reduced and there are thousands more to come in future waves, and also realizing that reform legislation is making its way through Congress, does it seem to you as though the nation is ready to rethink the way we approach crime and punishment?
I think so. This is one of the few issues that has bipartisan support. It's just become a huge cost. It's a huge cost to incarcerate people. We have people who have been in prison a long time who are aging, and it's very expensive to keep them in the prison system. They could be housed in a different location, whether it's a secure nursing home or an agency like KPEP. One of the big things is it's a cost factor. In Michigan, I mean, we're having the discussion on funding the roads, yet we're spending $2 billion for a state prison system. So I think the time's come where both sides of the aisle are looking at, what are we doing? How much money are we spending? We need to protect the public. Public safety is the first concern that we all have. You don't want to let people out who are going to wreak havoc in the community, who are going to be a threat. And there's plenty of space to keep those folks locked up. But we also want to redefine punishment. When you look at a program like KPEP, and I tell people this all the time, it's punitive to be here. People have to work. They have to go to class. I mean, we're structured from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They don't get to sit around and watch TV all day. A lot of the folks I have in my program would rather sit in jail or prison because nothing's expected of them. I don't think that's a very good way to deal with people who we expect to come out and reenter the community.
What drew you to this work and keeps you with it?
I was looking for a job one day, and they hired me. I was part-time overnight weekends. And a little bit later, I got promoted. A little bit later, I got promoted. Next thing I know, I'm 25 years old, and they're putting me in charge of the place. And I've kept with it ever since. And it's not often where you get to apply the skills you have and do it for a purpose that is for the community good. I mean, you know, nothing against being in business or anything else, but I get to do something that I like, and I'm providing a service as well.
You can find out more about the programs and the offerings of KPEP by going to their website, which is kpep.com, K-P-E-P.com. And we've been talking with Bill DeBoer, who's president and CEO of KPEP. It was great to talk with you. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us, Bill.
Well, thank you.